Forever Dog. I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like.
Hello, good morning. Am I on? Oh, sex sounds. Oh. Uh-oh, I'm back. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Office Hours Live.
It's masturbate a lot.
February 22 in the year 2024. If you're watching us in the future, this is going to be a good year. I can feel it. It feels like things are going in our way, as they say. Like the zombies might say, this will be our year. Took a long time to come. What is he saying? Took a long time to come? Ooh, yeah. Gross.
Ew. We finally have a kid.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm back. Doug is, of course, we know the rule. Doug turned into a dog. Finally, the dog pound prophecy has happened. How are you today, dog? Now, Doug is... The Eric Andre explosion, is that what it's called? Oh. The Eric Andre explosion, doing shows down there. Yeah.
Down under.
Fun.
And who's that disembodied voice? Where is that voice? Not a sample, it is not a drop. It is the one and only, the legendary, one of the most top requested guests I believe we've ever, that exists in our community here. And I'll introduce Vic real quick.
Okay.
It is not Vic. It is Vic Berger the Fourth here having some yellow submarine coffee.
What's sip, everybody?
Ew. No.
Ice cube in that.
No. The guest you hear, and we'll now see her. The guest is the great Maria Bamford.
Where is the camera?
There she is.
Hi.
You're right here. Tally lights here.
Ooh,
tally lights here.
Nice.
Look at you.
Pretty lady.
Live in the flesh.
Thank you so much for having us. And me and my husband, Scott.
Oh, I want to also say your husband, Scott. Scott Marvel Cassidy?
Yes.
Is that what we're calling
yes.
What is this middle thing?
My Uncle Marvel, famous doctor in World War II, operated on Tojo.
Just, what are you saying
Tojo?
To me? What are you saying?
Tojo was the some kind of Japanese imperial.
Was the emperor.
He was
the head of the army.
It was like Eisenhower.
Yes.
Yeah. And he tried to commit seppuku.
Yeah.
And so my uncle stitched them back together.
Are you serious?
So he could stand trial and they could hang him.
Oh. So you want to own that name?
Well, no, I didn't know about that until after he died. It was in the newspaper about how he did this. We're like, what?
Wait, can I ask what seppuku is?
That's when you...
I thought that was Harry Carey, isn't it?
Oh, isn't it the same thing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Harry Carey, the announcer.
I love that.
It is good to be back, folks. Matt Carlin back there. We ever reveal your last name? Have we done that before?
It's rare.
He's related to George Carlin.
Yeah, really?
Comedian. No.
The AI George Carlin.
Yeah.
That's weird.
No relation.
Have you seen that AI George Carlin?
I didn't see. I heard a lot of kerfuffle about a lot of text feeds.
How much are you on the pulse of things?
Yeah, not.
Not at all?
Not at all. I think I can't. You know,
I imagine you've got to regulate the amount of information you receive.
I got a lot of reading to do. I got a lot of skimming. I need to skim a lot of depressing poet biographies. That's what I like.
Skim the depressing poet biographies.
Get to the really depressing part. Oh my God, when did they get cirrhosis? That's when I want to dive in, and somehow they kept going.
I want to do a book. I have this idea for a book, and maybe we could. I don't know. I don't want to suggest a collab because you are a New York Times best-selling author.
By the way, right? Which
I want to know what that means in numbers.
Right. It's a very good question. I do not know the specifics on that, and I think it is a crown that thousands of people wear. So just let's take the prestige down a notch.
What was that? Who's who? You okay?
I put in my...
Oh, these earbuds are not meant for human beings.
Your wonderful producer tried to explain to me the proper way to put them on.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I know. And then I refused, and I said, I am within the myth of Sisyphus. I am the rock. If you are trying to push me up a hill, I will not.
You don't have.
Momentum.
You're not claiming to have syphilis.
I won't do whatever you want me to do. I'm so sorry. These may fall out throughout.
Well,
the
my question:
thing.
You've got a book out that yes. is rocketed up to the top spot.
Oh,
I think
God.
Of all books.
I don't yeah. read.
But I want to do a book. I don't know where
the,
what we
with the Koran.
I don't know where we go with this, but all I have is the title. But the title is LOL Poetry.
Oh, okay.
And it's poetry that just makes you laugh. funny poetry.
Poo poo pee pee.
Yes, there can be some of that.
In my teepee.
What?
But you are. We're gonna laugh today. I hope you don't mind. We're gonna have
it
fun.
Smells good.
Scott, you two have collaborated on some graphic novel.
Yes. it's called Hog Book and Laser Eyes, which that is coming out on Fantagraphics in April.
Okay.
Is based on our internet names. My internet OK Cupid title was Hog Book.
You were on these.
Of course,
apps?
Of course. My God, how else are you supposed to meet people? And get a clear picture of what they want.
Okay.
I am a single person looking for a poly quad. So I searched within 5 miles of my house. I didn't want to date anybody within 5 miles. And then I put my title as Hog Book because I thought those words are funny together. Only one person responded to that ad, and that person is sitting right here with us today.
What a creep. Have you determined that he's a full creep? You're like, I'm actively searching for creeps. Now, let me ask you this. Are you a fan of Ms. Bamford?
Well, it was interesting.
Or knew who she was?
My friend Drew Elliott,
All right, so your friend Drew Elliott, what did he use, a pen or ink?
He had sent me a clip of her.
I'm back! I'm back with comedy.
Wow. He sent me a clip of her with Steve Brule from your show.
Get out.
Yeah, and
Am I Pretty, Am I Pretty bit, which is pretty fucking great.
Yeah.
If I must
say. And then I was like, oh my God, yes, awesome. And so...
Yeah, and the delightful thing about it, Scott wasn't worried about... Some people get weird about show business. They go, oh, what are you? I've seen some of your... Are you going to be talking about yourself all the time? Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's what makes the money come in.
Yeah. You're a fan of yourself.
Well, of course. I'm my own biggest fan.
Yeah.
I gotta
you think you're great.
I mean, because...
Why would you do it if you, like...
Yeah, what? Yeah, like, how else is anyone else going to hire me? And then also, my current affirmation for work is, how is it my fault they hired me?
That's a great one.
Right?
Can I tell you? That is a great one. I think about that all the time because I've just been... There it is. Look how great this is. You don't see this kind of comedy anymore.
No, this is good.
Yeah, the woke mob has made it impossible. But I just hope this Shane Gillis gets a chance to stretch out on SNL. You know, I hope they don't clamp him down. It's just...
You can never be woke enough. That's
no.
the problem.
But it is a... this Shane Gillis, they fired him from... They hired him from... This is how I understand the story.
Are we still talking about this?
Well, the only reason we are...
Jesus Christ.
Is because he's hosting Saturday Night Live. The full circle's happening.
That's
he wants
very
the acceptance.
Funny.
And my question is... Isn't a cool move to be like, nah, fuck you. I don't need to do that. Your shitty show.
Yeah.
Like that's what I mean. Who knows what I would have done, right? I can't say. Maybe I would have caved like him and said, I'll do whatever you want, as long as you accept me for who I am.
Yeah.
And he's working to bring Bud Light back for Anheuser-Busch, the biggest drug dealer
like,
in the country.
I think the cool... If I'm Shane Gillis, I'm like, hey, guess what? You're not going to believe this. I got an offer to host SNL. You know what, guys? Go fuck yourself. You had your chance. That's kind of the cool alpha move, isn't it?
That would have been cool, too. Have you
ever hosted SNL?
Oh, my God, no. I would never be in that. I am not famous enough, nor would I be talented enough, nor do I have the energy level. I'm on antipsychotics. No.
Okay.
This is real talk.
Real talk.
I sleep what is it, 11 hours a night? Mm-hmm. And I have about a four-hour window. Two of the hours are going to be taken up today with this. I just know. And then I got to fall over in a heap. So
yeah, so what do you do when you fall over in a heap? Is it is it full sleep, or is it just kind of staring at the wall?
Yeah, staring at the wall. Sometimes I...
TV?
Yes, I love Netflix. I do enjoy watching the shows. Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, you do?
What?
Man.
It's so satisfying. Somebody's getting health care. Somebody in our country is getting a full follow-through with a medical professional
right.
who is pleasant and very well-trained.
Oh, so you're looking at it from that angle.
Oh, my God.
Right.
And you see somebody who has gone and tried to get help for decades.
Right.
And they come in with this massive growth and go, please. And then she goes, oh. And then she takes care of it over the series of, you know, six visits to wherever she is in
right.
Upland, California. Mm. She pays for the flight. I believe it's Southwest. And then you have a denouement of someone with a light scar along their hairline, and they can finally go and do country line dancing or whatever it is they've been, you know.
Where are these pimples and boils and things coming from?
Everywhere. And my dad was a dermatologist as well.
Oh,
so,
okay.
There's
a particular interest to you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's so much. I don't know where they come from. It's but it's not from what most people think, which is evil. It's just genetic or skin condition.
You know, I'm so concerned about your ears. Are you? What can we do to assist?
No,
are you
no,
okay?
You can take them out.
Isn't it kind of fun to have the constant anxiety of watching me?
Wait, I saw a video that just went up on YouTube, and we got to get this show on the road here.
We have,
but
got a lot
this
to
isn't
to.
The show?
This is, yeah, we're going to start in a few minutes.
Oh, my God. Now,
Scott, I got you. This is prank of the year. We are online.
Oh, okay. Oh, can I quick ask about skin and stuff, like boils? Like
yes.
I
do you want me to remove a pedunculated lesion?
Well,
I can do that.
I have
All
a thing.
You need is dental floss. Like,
cheese tumors. You ever hear of these cheese
yes,
tumors?
Yes.
What is the deal with that?
Cheese tumors, and they're called that. That's when it's called, let me see. Hold on if I can bring it up in my
That's
brain. It's a, that's not a lymphoma. That is what's called sebaceous cyst.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
that's if somebody slaps you on the back and sometimes they can burst and then it's a lot of smelly old.
And they stink. Yeah, it smells like cheese.
Yeah.
So that can happen.
That's when she has to remove the sac entirely. I mean, because that's going to grow back. No, I fucking love that show. Scott will not watch it.
No, I'm not watching that show. To be honest with you, got all the best.
I watched a lot of those pimple poppers, and then I started getting ones where they're removing like beetles and little snakes from people's ears.
Oh, little snakes.
So don't. Yeah,
I
don't,
am
don't
interested.
Follow the, yeah. Well,
it's just you feel like something's being attended to,
yeah.
Which so often in life it's just like, oh, we're just gonna have to wait and see, you
right.
know. Especially with medical problems, it's like, oh, well, you can't get a referral.
You gotta learn to live with this.
Yeah, learn to live with it. Oh, is it painful?
You know what's scary to me is when you hear these stories. I won't get into specifics, but I have a friend of a friend of a friend who had
it's
a.
You.
It's not me. I always used to do that in Little House in the Prairie. I'd be like, hey, Pa. What would you say if this thing is happening with my friend and she'd go out? That's an old TV trope. I don't think it ever happened in real life. No one ever had that conversation and said, I have a friend who's dealing with this thing. Right? That didn't happen in real life. It only happened in TV.
My parents never listened to me.
One of these things that...
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for Vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
What am I talking about? Oh, you go into the hospital for something, and you think it's going to all work out. You think once you get to the hospital part of a problem, mm-hmm. you should be like, all right, they just need to sort this out.
Yeah.
They're on it.
See the right person.
And then when those people croak after being in the hospital, that doesn't make me feel good about anything.
Right. Well,
you think you're in safe hands, and then you find out about staph infections.
Oh, God,
and
yeah.
Misdiagnosis and...
Yeah, and killer nurses.
Killer nurses. Yeah.
Nurses yeah. who are just like, ooh, yeah. I've got from a bee in my PA. Bonnet.
That's what? Right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. From our hometown. The guy, what was his name? I forget what his name was, but he killed a lot of old ladies, I think. And
yeah, just said, oh, I think your time has come.
Yeah,
all right, well, let's just welcome the audience, because people are so excited you're here, okay. And to some degree you, Scott. I don't know how... yeah. That's still sinking in with yeah. people, I think. We're still wrapping their heads around that. Why don't we say hi to somebody, and we can do the city of the day. By the way, these are our only guests today, so we're not rushing to get to a musical act or anything like that.
But we can always move on. We can always move on. If you need us.
No, not at all. No, no. You're sitting put.
You're stuck. Nathaniel, you have a question, I believe.
Yes. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Big fan. Big fan of Maria Bamford and Scott. I have a question, actually.
You're a big fan of Scott?
Yeah.
Okay.
Scott. Thank you.
Well, he's been lovely so far.
Yeah. I'm curious, because you guys collaborated with the graphic novel. How do you navigate, like, collaborating artistically while also being in a relationship?
Was I bossy?
No. I'm doing a comic book anyway, so she kind of was able to.
Yeah.
Contribute. So it was just. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a good way of working. We like working together. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you like spending time together, and what a fun way to spend time together.
I mean, we're not sitting side by side doing it.
Yeah, we don't sit side by side. So I think he gave me some, you know, like, could you fill out these parts of the story? And then, you know, and then he would draw, but on his own. Mm-hmm. So, because from what my perspective is like, he has a secret lair. And it's called the garage, and then
man cave.
Man cave. It's filled with beer fridges, top to bottom.
Foosball.
Then I'm also introverted, or I feel introverted. So I like to take something and write on it on my own, and then you know give it back to him. But then we meet for dinner. And talk about other things. But we're not like, you know...
You're not nose to nose.
Nose to... Not at all. No. Yeah. At least...
But it was self-published originally, then Fantagraphics found out about it.
Yeah.
These creeps. They get into everyone's email now, these Fantagraphics people.
But also, you know, as far as relationship stuff goes, I'll just speak for myself. Like, I don't know how to have relationships. The longest relationship I'd ever had was a year. And that was due to the fact the guy who lived in Australia. And
he's always one day ahead of you.
And he wasn't that into me. So that worked out great. And so, yeah, we've asked for help. You know, we've gone to every sort of single thing you can ever get help from to learn how to communicate and not be assholes to each other. So
but this has been working out for a long time because
like
I think
11 years.
Yeah, because I think I met you when we were out in Palm Springs.
That's
for
right.
Some comedy, the Jash Festival or something like that.
Yeah,
ran into you at breakfast, and I remember meeting you, and you were raving about some of my work. In fact, he comes in. I'll tell you, folks, he comes right in. I don't know if we've established this, but we have some legendary prop behind us. Yeah. This is the the doll, the puppet from the Terrys, which I'll admit, I brought it back from our office a couple weeks ago because we're clearing stuff out, and I grabbed that because I said, well, this seems like something you don't want to throw away.
No.
But I didn't remember what it was from.
Yeah.
I didn't, when you came in here did it occur to me.
Every move Vic is making is taking it further out of the shot. No.
That was truly a great film. Like, great.
With a capital G.
Godard.
Oh, there. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yes.
Nice.
May I ask
the question asker, what do you do? Do you work with a partner?
Can you empathy?
I'm
the queen of empathy.
I'm a woman.
Yes. I'm a musician, and my wife works with like fabric art and things like that, and find that it can be hard to not let ego kind of come into it whenever you're trying to like collaborate with something, like whether it's like album artwork or something like that, and then like also trying to kind of be like, I don't know if I like that thing that you're making, but how do you say that in a way that's,
I think
like,
you got to dump this person. I don't think this is working.
I think
out.
You're right.
Well, I think that's something where it's like you got to go 100%, like be like, I'm all in on your vision, you're all in on my vision. Like, at least for me, I just feel like, I respect Scott's vision completely. And also, that's the whole point of collaboration, is doubling down on going, you go with it. At least for me, that's the exciting part. And the ego, I mean, I guess, we didn't meet till we were later in life, so...
You both are in your 70s, right?
We're in our 70s, and we met at 65, and I said, I'm a bag of bones and a hank of hair.
Yeah.
Do you want to carry this over the finish line? And
I need somebody to arrange for the funeral. That's really what this is about. One of us is going to handle the will. That's all.
So I think both of us were very secure in what our visions were. So there's some of that, but I would say, that's kind of the wonderful part of risk. Is going 100%. Is just going, oh, what if this is completely fucked? Like, that's kind of exciting.
I think what's, just to jump in on collaboration, not necessarily with, because I don't creatively do anything with my wife. For the most, I mean, I'm like...
You have
like,
children, don't you?
Well, I knew that was not going to sound right. But that's life. That's not fucking comic books.
But still, that is a huge creative project to design a family.
Absolutely.
You have a family.
You're right. But I just want to talk about in terms of collaboration with other people, and I've been thinking about this, about like how you process disagreements about direction, anything.
Yeah.
And like, how do you... The moment you have that difference of opinion about anything, it's interesting to stop and wonder why you're disagreeing with it, where that's coming from, how much you're holding on to some idea that you're so stuck with what you think it should be that it's very hard to let something else in.
Yeah.
And maybe it doesn't belong in. Maybe you're coming from a legitimate place, but...
And I'm definitely, as a female person who, I'm definitely very protective of my own vision. Mm-hmm. Like, I shaved my head when I first started doing stand-up so no dudes would bother me. Uh-huh. and nobody bothers me with a shaved head.
Yeah, nothing to grab on.
Yeah, well, exactly. They're not going to take you off stage, like the Sandman at the Apollo. I feel very protective of... what I think is funny and, but I've also had a ton of practice of supporting myself for a long time. So if Scott doesn't think something I think is funny, that's okay with me.
Yeah.
You know, like I just go, oh, well, you can't support everything, not everybody's going to love everything that you do.
Right.
Including myself. I'm on the fence about myself sometimes.
Yeah, you have to be a little bit. Should we do the city of the day?
City of the day.
Thanks, everybody.
And by the way, this has got to be a Jenny Lewis shirt on, correct?
Yes.
No.
What? Jeffrey.
Who the hell is Jeffrey Lewis?
Jeffrey Lewis, he's a singer-songwriter out of New York. He's on the Lower East Side.
Okay, we're gonna love
the anti-folk scene, right?
He is wonderful. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. He does full graphic representative drawings of his songs, and then the songs.
Oh, neat.
Insane.
All right. Well, I thought we have Jenny Lewis as a friend of the show. Now we'll see if Jeffrey Lewis can be a friend of the show. All right, the City of the Day.
Chicago.
City of the Day is brought to you by, we have a sponsor we got to read here, sponsored by Whiskers for Your Mister by Dr. Whiskers. Calling all women.
What?
Does your other... Oh, wow, this is a big hit.
Oh, I wouldn't mind.
Calling all women. Does your otherwise attractive man have a weird beard or a gross goatee that makes you want to puke? It's time to call the doctor. Kind of like the pimple popper situation. Dr. Whiskers, that is the only certified plastic purgeon in the United States who can give your man 100% real feline style whiskers that are attractive, practical, and safe. For centuries, kitty cats, walruses, and sea lions got real quiet in here.
No, I'm focusing.
I know, I'm just saying.
On
that
the visual.
The visual killed, and then the copy is suspect.
No, I'm listening. And there's the cat, my cat from hell guy, Jackson Galaxy, up in the corner right.
Why is he crossed out?
We don't like his facial hair.
Well, your hubby or SO will instantly become a cool cat man like trendsetters James Corden and Peter Criss, and he will never get stuck in a space too narrow thanks to his Mr. Whiskers. So call Dr. Whiskers to make your Whisker Man wishes come true and book a free consultation on 1-800-MR-WHISKERS. That's 1-800-MSTRWSKRS. Leave off the last R and S for real savings. That's very cute. All right. Thank you, Mr. Whiskers, for your support.
Nice.
We received $455,000 for their advertising.
Wow, yeah. That's a lot. Can you not talk about it then publicly?
I cannot
criticize it?
I can't criticize it, no. I definitely can't.
Okay.
Who is the city of the day? Or where is the city? I got to work on that. Where is the city? Who is providing us the city of the day?
Charlie.
Hello.
My son.
Oh.
Hello. You sound exactly like... Wait, talk again.
Hi, I'm Charlie.
Well, who is that sound?
I'm calling in from Brighton.
Oh, Brighton.
Brighten your smile with our guest, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm a first-time Zoomer, so it's cool to be on.
Charlie, were you at my show last year in Brighton?
No, I'll be honest, I missed that one, but I was going to ask if you were coming back to the UK soon, because I need to see you.
He needs to see me. Do we have something to talk about?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to ask, and I hope you weren't going to talk about it later, but the new Beatles biopics that were announced, yes. I just wondered what you thought about that. And if you think, you thought of anyone specific who could play Ringo.
I could
take a crack at it.
Go ahead. We got Maria Bamford here.
I could take a crack at it.
Play Ringo.
I don't.
I'm sure you could take a crack at it.
Just get Ringo to play him.
So you're asking me pointedly what my thoughts are on... Some people aren't following this news. Sam Mendes...
Wait, who is Sam Mendes? Sorry, Tim, but who is that? Like, you say, I should know who he is.
He's a famous director.
Oh, okay.
What did he do, Matt? He did 1917. He did American Beauty. This guy's a big player. Okay. He's a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to give you information on Sam
Mendes. Can I get an audition, or is it...
You're asking the wrong guy.
Okay.
Don't know the answer to that.
I love to put myself on tape.
Sky, he did some of these James Bond movies, maybe. Have you heard of them?
Skyfall, Spectre.
Skyfall.
Oh, then yeah, it was big time.
Revolutionary Road, that was a big hit.
That was not a big hit. So the story goes, this was announced. And by the way, these Beatles have to cool their jets a little bit because we're just coming off of Now and Then, the single they put out. So give us a little breathing room, or give us a little... recovery time before you announce another big deal.
That's John.
So,
is it okay to say you have an opinion about the Beatles that is not favorable?
Absolutely. By the way, Alicia, our intern, Alicia, do you want to get on mic?
Yes, Alicia.
Well, it's Alicia.
Should never come in?
Is it not Alicia?
Alicia.
Alicia. God damn it.
Alicia. God damn it.
Yes. Hi.
So we're getting ready here. Alicia comes in.
Okay.
Says, stops me in my tracks and says, what did you say exactly?
I said I don't listen to the Beatles.
She just volunteers this to me. Yes. She goes, hey, by the way, I don't listen to the Beatles, but, and I go, wait, that's not a way to start a conversation.
Well,
I don't want to talk to you.
Well.
Get out of here. I don't listen to the Beatles, but. Why not? What's the matter with you?
Alicia, I have
yeah,
to.
See?
I have to agree with you.
Well, no. So the but then was, I heard one of their songs and I liked it.
Yes.
And that song was, do we want to guess, anybody? I know where the answer is, but.
Yesterday.
Close.
Mm. Revolution Scott? 9.
No, it's not Revolution 9.
Yellow Submarine.
No, it was The Long and Winding Road.
Wow.
But then I was like, okay, well, that's definitely a song by the Beatles. You got that right. But then she follows this, which I thought was cool. She goes, I like Wings. Ooh. I go, yeah, Wings are great. And then I'm like, what Wings are we talking? And then she starts deep cutting me Wings.
Wow.
Is there an attack happening?
It's really loud.
It is loud.
I think the B-52s are here. Whoa. And I'm not talking about the group. You hear that?
Better get in our love shack.
Yeah, it sounds like a very close helicopter. So.
It's been a good run.
Yeah, all right.
Scary stuff. No, I don't mean to pick on you, Alicia. I thought it was...
Alicia.
So, Alicia, what happened was she starts deep cutting these Wings songs. Arrow Through Me, Backseat of My Car, which is not Wings, I had to explain. Yeah. That's Paul and Linda.
Wow.
But so then I said, okay, let's talk about this Beatles movie. So for you... So, Alicia, if you like the Long and Winding Road, you're in for a real treat because they've got songs way better than that.
I'm excited to figure it out and find it out.
Yeah, and you're actually sounds like you're going to go backwards because that's really that's like the last single they put out. So, if you want to go backwards in time and follow the Beatles' trajectory back into the Cavern days, back to the beginning,
I wouldn't.
No.
I don't know. The reason I'm taking a strong opinion on this is because I've been inspired by my husband. It's okay to have powerful opinions about that are unpopular.
I agree. I have tons of them.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Prince. People give me crap for that.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. See, and you're from Minnesota.
Now, I would say he's a child molester. Like, he married a person he adopted. Whew.
This is Prince?
Yes.
Oh, no. He's one of those guys, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had the Prince all over it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. No.
This guy.
Because Steven Tyler did
Prince
that.
Seems like
Who
a bad guy.
That? Ted Nugent did the same thing.
Jimmy Page.
Probably Jimmy Page.
Yeah, Tony I know. Bowie. And then Sinead O'Connor had that story about him that was pretty creepy.
Ooh,
and pretty
I didn't
bad.
Know that one. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so I do have, because I'm trying to express more negative opinion, because I was raised to be always positive about everything.
Right.
So now it's like, it's not for me. I mean, just to say that, it's not for me.
Yeah.
And
as long as you're not closing down the possibility of accepting something, right? Like,
but wouldn't that be interesting if I just kind of went hard?
It would be interesting. Now, do you have an opinion about the Beatles?
I love the Beatles.
Yeah. I know.
So this is a friction point.
Yeah.
But she plays and she goes, who's this? It's the Beatles. Oh, my God.
Told me once before, I came to your door. No reply. Come on, come on. There's fun shit there. And that's intended to I nearly cried. I nearly died. Nothing time to do. Wrap the cheeks around in your face. All right. See, now, do you like that?
Yeah, that was fun, actually.
Yeah.
I've been... Okay.
It's good for, like, sing-alongs, you know?
I've been transformed from within.
Yes. But anyways, so Sam Mendes announced that he was going to make 4 movies about the Beatles, 1 movie per Beatle. And no one really knows what he's talking about. Because I don't know if anyone's...
Asking for that?
Yeah. But part of me trusts the process. Trusts that they're not going to go and throw $1 billion at this thing and make something terrible. That's never happened before.
I was just going to say. What? That happens all the time.
Well, what does Sam Mendes say about this? Do you have anything on this? Because there's only really one story that's come out. It's not like... It's going to take you all day to search for the story.
Like, yeah, I don't think he really said much.
Yeah, he did.
I'm honored to be telling the story of the greatest rock band of all time and excited to challenge the notion of what constitutes a trip to the movies.
I like the sound. That's positive. That's positive energy.
It doesn't really mean anything.
So, I mean, I contend that the Beatles, their story is the greatest story. Like, if you get into the details of the story of that band and those guys and all that, I think they're in there are just, is the it's better than the Bible. Way better than the Bible.
Okay.
And you're about ready to come over here and claw my eyes out.
I don't know why. Because I just had a nitro cold brew and I'm aggressive.
Yeah. What if you just start fucking attacking me?
I was saying the same thing yesterday to her in relation to, like, Tiffany Swift or whatever.
Tiffany Haddish. Taylor Swift. Tiffany Swift.
Because I don't think... Whatever I know, it's not as exciting or interesting as their origin story.
Have you read her story?
I mean, she's probably great.
She's another PA lady.
I don't really know her story. She, she's from, I thought
she's a PA person.
She is?
Yeah, and she started it all on her own as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, her
parents, okay.
You know, so I think.
Before her, there was no music.
But she was kind of, she was a super nerd, like she wasn't a popular kid, you know, so I think, I don't know.
I am not anti Taylor Swift. I'll tell you this.
Okay.
I'm not either, but it's just
and you are. No. You know what my daughter said? My daughter is 10, and I've been away for about 3 weeks, and I was zooming or I was FaceTiming with her last week.
Two, three.
What was that?
1, 2, 3.
That's 3 weeks.
Oh, God. You can't bring up a number on this show,
this
by
show
the way.
Just can't be about talking about numbers.
She said, Papa, I got big news. Since you've been gone, I've become a big Swiftie.
That's very nice, yeah.
I'm all for it.
I'm not against it.
But I personally think some of it's a little bland. Like, her vibe is kind of bland to me. I don't exactly get it.
I
like some of the music.
You don't think the Beatles aren't bland?
No, man. No, ma'am. Oh, no, I do not, ma'am. No. No, ma'am, I'll take umbrage with that. Now, how dare you claim that the Beatles are.
I mean, I'm not saying I know, but I think, I mean, there's...
I have a funny, like, sort of, I was talking, I'm in Ireland, okay? I'm in Dublin doing this job over the weekend, and I'm talking to this grip. I had a couple of pints with this grip at the hotel. The guy that works on the movie, he was just happened to be staying at the hotel. He gives me a whole goddamn history lesson about Ireland and England. It was great. Great bloke. My Beatles knowledge is vast and deep, and I know that in Liverpool, it's a lot of Irish people living in
lineage.
Lineage, yes, in Liverpool. And I was like, what's the deal with Ireland and Liverpool? He goes, this is fucked up. So back in during the famine, one of the famines, when the Irish were getting the hell out of Ireland, coming to America, right? There were all these ships going to America, as you can imagine, people heading over. There would be these horrible people that would say, here, I'm going to sell you this ticket where you're off to America. That ship would just go around and go to Liverpool and go, you're here. Wow. This is America, everybody, off the ship. Counting the money.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, that's not nice.
People looking around. So this is America, huh? All right. And then you start a lot of British accents. The hell's going on here?
Liverpoolian.
Like, yeah. When do you find that out?
Yeah, yeah.
Like within hours or days or never?
Never.
Just like pretty dark.
I want to apologize to everybody.
Please.
Who I've said, you know, that I'm not. It's just a feeling that I have viscerally. It's not personal against the Beatles.
Well, for sure, you're welcome to. It's totally an acceptable position.
I
will counter you and say it is personal. Why wouldn't it? It's not
okay,
business.
Well, I keep my Quicken and my QuickBooks, they're separate, okay? And I would put this in Quicken.
Are you a Rocket Mortgage person? Let's take another call, okay?
Yeah, let's go to the hotline.
Oh, dear.
619. You have a bone to pick?
619 is New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start doing this, folks. I'm going to start studying my area codes.
619, you're live on the air.
Hey, it's Smile. I wanted to ask for everybody in the room and the interns to smile. Big smile.
Oh, were we not smiling?
No, I want to see everybody smile.
Do whatever you want.
You're on the phone. How do you hear anything? How do you
also
see anything?
Well, he's watching the show.
Big fan of Scott Marvel Cassidy Blue Bathroom.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On your 9-year marriage anniversary coming up in exactly 1 month.
What a creep.
Wow. Thanks, man. That's nice.
Would you do me a favor? Because we have some pen and paper here, are an illustrator. Would you draw what you think this creep looks like? Give us your first impression.
Police sketch.
Yeah. Sir, Smile, is that all right
like
with you?
A big smile.
I think this guy looks like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Well, that's nice. I think a smile is... I'm not a great smiler. You got a great smile, Maria. I've always told you that.
Well, if everybody smiles, there will be world peace.
But have you seen Xing Xing the monkey in China? Every time Xing Xing smiles... she's scared and she's pissed and she doesn't want people to pet her, nobody except grandma. Anyways, follow her on Instagram, Xing Xing.
I need to see more of these things on Instagram because now it's all Al Jazeera and everything and it's so depressing and scary that I got to see like animals and stuff. To say I want to put my head in the sand.
You got to see animals?
Well, just cute animals, into the equation.
No, cut.
Tim, you posted my smile on your Instagram a week ago or two.
I did what now? Oh!
You posted one of my smiles.
All right.
Guess who got voted best smile in high school?
You?
Friend of yours? Or you?
No.
It is good. Dimples, right? Dimples, yes. And straight teeth, too.
I had no...
by the way, folks, I want to make a big announcement here. What is it? Google Alert, Google News Alert. Speaking of high school, my hometown theater, where I did a lot of theater as a kid, the 19th Street Theater, was also called Civic Theater of Allentown. Oh, this is just, it has been made a national register. They've added the building to the National Historic Register.
Because,
it's very exciting.
Because you performed
there? Because I performed there, yeah. No, it's a beautiful old theater, like, you know, from the 20s or something.
Tim, you know, joy is resistance. Smiling can bring world peace, and there's a lot of fucked up shit going on in the world, and
we need
more smiles.
Okay.
What evidence is there out there of some fucked up shit going on? I don't see any. I think everything's pretty mellow right now.
Thousands of children getting bombed in Palestine.
I know. I'm kidding. Right, I'm big. God, people take me so literally.
Yes.
It's like Ringo's thing, though, on his birthday.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. If the whole world
peace
did
and
it.
Love.
Can't throw bombs while you have your peace signs out.
Yeah. No, things
Thank
are genuine.
Thank you for smiling. Love y'all. Big
I know.
Fan.
And I don't want to stress Maria out and get into all this
no,
stuff.
No. It's
Isn't
it's
it shameful
real.
That... I mean, how much do you follow this? Isn't it shameful? We have voted against this ceasefire in the UN. Did you see this? I mean, I don't want to get into it because it's sick. And there's a disease in this country.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do about it.
There's nonstop genocide happening on all the time. It feels like on all different streets of Los Angeles has unhoused people. You know,
yes.
It's a human rights issue. Right a mile from here, or if not, you just don't. So it's, I don't know exactly what to do about it, except my husband and I, we do give 11% of our income to the Downtown Women's Center.
Oh, that's a great
organization. Los Angeles, California.
That is a great organization.
Serving the women of Skid Row. Why 11%, 1% better than the Christians, Muslims, and Jews? 8.3% better than, I believe, the Hindus.
As far as giving goes,
although they are killing it on scarves and fruit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Very good.
No, but, it's...
Oh, shit, look at this. You nailed it.
Wow.
There he is. Can we direct him to show that?
Can I see it? Oh, my God.
this is what he looks like.
Look at him. His head's giant.
Yeah. That's a wonderful smile.
Yeah, I thought so.
That's good. that smile.
You know what was I was going to bring this up to, since we're talking politics, is this John Stewart came back.
Right.
And I thought he was fantastic. Did you watch it?
I didn't see it, but okay. I assumed it was going to be fantastic.
I probably have given him shit in the past. I don't know. Sometimes that format of The Daily Show felt like a little bit of like it's past its prime a little bit.
Okay.
But I tuned in for his first episode. I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was very, it was actually funny. I thought it was on point message-wise. It was kind of whatever message, but it was like, you know, and what happened? Guess what happened?
What?
People got all mad at him.
What?
Because he was both sidesing it. Because he was giving Biden shit for being dementedly old.
Oh.
Decrepitly old, I would say. And and so this Mary Trump and this Keith Olbermann, these, what do you call these people, Vic?
Pundits.
Grifters, in a way?
Maybe.
What does Mary Trump do, though? What's her deal?
I don't know. But they're given, they're like, this is, John Stewart is dangerous.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Oh, the Democratic establishment.
The Democratic establishment.
Yes, that's what it is.
Getting sick of.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And yeah. You guys are getting a little quiet over there.
They got a book to sell, Tim.
I don't know. I just think the human experience is past its prime. I just think...
We're on the decline?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've had a nice run.
That's why I'll be at the Addison Improv outside of Houston.
But people say to me, well... But I don't necessarily mean there needs to be this apathy, this sense of there's no hope, there's no future... But and just, I think it's fair to point differences out between these two. If we're going to talk about presidential elections and stuff, there are definitely differences between these two people. That if you're voting, as Sam Cedar says, you're voting for an administration, not a person.
Well, there's,
you know, this insanity going on in Alabama with these embryos.
Yes.
Like, are you for that shit?
And you got to help the person in front of you, you know, like help the person in front of you run for office in your own.
Think local.
Think local, like vote. The time I'm spending on Instagram thumbs upping or blocking people is time I could be spending loading grocery bags at the food shelf.
Yes, yes.
You know, like I don't know, being
vocally political online is a waste of time? Not a waste of time.
And not a waste of time. I just think it, when you're calling out people, I just think that time could be better used doing anything else.
I agree.
Eye contact with the barista.
Yeah, yeah. I thought Saturday Night Live did this sketch with that Io, what's her name? Io?
Ida Berry.
Oh, yes.
She did a funny sketch. It was a game show that said,
yes,
why'd you
wonderful.
Say it? It was good.
It's great.
Listen, I'm all about calling out the good stuff. I'm not Mr. Negative all the time.
You're a positive guy.
Huh?
You're generally a positive guy.
Thanks, Vic.
Yeah.
You didn't need to say that, but you did.
51% at least.
But it was the positive. Game show. That's all it needs to be.
Right.
To take ownership
exactly,
over it.
Yeah.
But the sketch was essentially like this game show where they post some your comment. You made a comment.
Why'd you say that?
Why'd you say that? And people crumble and apologize. Yeah.
And it's based on Io. She had said some things about Jennifer Lopez's music.
You know what's funny to me about that is like in this audience for Saturday Night Live, there's about a couple hundred people or whatever. They have to know everything going on. So they like reacted to that moment, being like, whoa! Like, how does everyone know about all this crap?
I don't know.
People care, apparently.
Well, people care. I do get people. Scott got me, which I really appreciated because he saw me.
Get a close-up of this, Wes. Get in there, man.
He got me a subscription to People Magazine, which is an old-school periodical that primarily tells you where to buy sneakers that you don't have to tie up. You just slip them on. You step into that shoe.
All right. This is a game we like. I wasn't going to do this, but we do like doing this game. I'm going to go to People Magazine.
Okay.
People.com.
See
if you know any of these people, okay?
I probably do.
You do? Okay,
do.
That's
Let's
cool.
See. Well,
these are. Do you know who Kyle Richards is?
No. Is that a reality star? Reality star? Is he on, what's the one where the guy cheated?
The Bachelor?
No.
Kyle Richards cleans up Mauricio's claim she encouraged him to date during separation. She's a little taken back.
Oh, That is
Mauricio Umansky.
It's a real estate Beverly Hills show.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right. Now we're getting.
I'm so sorry that I know that.
Well.
Talk about.
I mean, you know who Wendy Williams is, right?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, how's she doing?
She does it good. She
took a knee, right?
The story is that this is coming out on People. This is breaking news from People.com. Diagnosed with aphasia and frontal temporal dementia.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, freaking hell. That's
sorry about
that's
that.
That's what's going on. Because remember,
that does explain quite a bit, right?
What was going on there. We thought it was.
Is that not drugs. Time to revisit?
Yeah, not time to revisit.
How about, this is Caitlin Deaver?
Need I say much more?
Caitlin Deaver? We know who, do you know Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Okay. You do now. This is a big story, though. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce visit Sydney Zoo following his arrival in Australia. Watch out.
That's
gotta go check out those kangaroos. Boy, they're racking up some sky miles, those two, huh?
At that point, unless you start your own like little app, she doesn't need it because she has a jet, right?
I guess you're right.
Unless she does like a Play School Fisher Price thing and like
pretend. But she's not using private jets for private. That's for the touring. I'm saying for. Do you think what? How do you think Travis Kelce gets?
There's a big kerfuffle.
Do you think he's going on Fly Emirates maybe, or is he? He's not traveling private.
Well, they are. She sued the person doing the plane tracking.
Oh yeah.
There's a big kerfuffle.
Oh, right.
Like the Elon situation.
Well, that's a primary polluter. Are the private planes? Is that like a terrible polluter?
Very bad.
Here's a question for you from People Magazine. Why Jenna Bush Hager has never worked with you want to guess?
Okay, fitness instructor.
You're really close, Scott.
Wow.
A cat. Not with a cat. No, that's not close to a fitness instructor.
Lamaze.
You just wanted to say Lamaze. How about Borat saying Lamaze? Lamaze. Lamaze. Gish gimish. Vic?
Who is the person again?
Jenna Bush Hager. That's daughter to George W. Bush. Why Jenna Bush?
Vocal coach?
Has never worked with
a speech person.
That's correct. Speech person.
It's
The answer is, Matt, you want to guess?
Nutritionist?
Stylist. The answer is
stylist. Oh, stylist. Wow. Okay. Wow. Have you guys ever had that done for when somebody tries to tell you what to wear to something?
Ooh, no, but I actually just...
Besides your sister? That's how it's traditionally done. Your sister just goes, oh my Christ.
I actually just, weirdly we bring this up, because I really, honestly, it was embarrassing, but I did ask for one on the phone yesterday, because I was having this meeting about doing some press photos for something coming up later down the road. And which is the thing you got to do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a vanity thing. It's just part of the thing.
And you just know you want the leather to sit right.
Well, I said to them, I said, I hate to ask this, but could I get a stylist? Because what happens when these photo shoots come up on my calendar, I don't think about it. And then the day before, I look in my closet, and I've got 9 shirts that I look okay in. And I end up using less than 9, maybe 2.
Yeah.
And I go, I'll wear this.
Yeah, well, why isn't that fine? Why isn't that good?
Because I want to get a different perspective.
Okay.
Give me something different.
Okay, yeah,
you try something out.
See,
And I respect, quality that I'm not a good... Like, I respect quality in things that I'm not an expert on. So I like to look to somebody that really knows what they're talking about.
That's a collab.
Yeah,
that's a collab. Yeah, see, I'm more of the Susie Orman school where I just go... Hey, that jacket worked in 1985. Why wouldn't it still work now? I had somebody.
But you've got class and style. Look at you with the colors, and it's very
T-shirt, sweater. Yes, I get a bunch of T-shirts. T-shirts get I can
get
those. They're free.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a T-shirt for you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Speaking of.
Oh my God! Are there?
Under where the dog was.
Where the dog was sitting on it.
Licking.
This is from our friend Film. What's his
P-H-I-L-M.
This is a Jerry Garcia shirt.
Okay. Now, is that my size? Am I going to be
I think this is good for, do you wear pajamas? Do you wear like a nightshirt?
Oh, yeah.
Shirt?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. You'll want to make love to me in this, right, honey?
Jerry? Eye contact with Jerry Garcia? Yes, please.
Take me from behind.
All right, let's take a zoomer, Matt. Can I take a zoomer here?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Dump it in my dumper.
And I guess this film guy, he loves when we talk about it. He gets all excited. But he's got a whole magazine out. Oh. And what a scoop to get Michaela Davis for that cover. Congratulations. I don't know who that is. But.
Smilodon, you have some gossip for us? Is that what's going on today?
Gossip.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of gossip.
You know what I'm watching, by the way? Hold your thought there. It reminds me. I'm watching Capote show on FX.
Oh, yeah, The Swans.
The Swans. I'm loving it. Real good.
I was watching a little doc about In Cold Blood last night with Truman Capote and Harper Lee went to the house. Do you know about that
story? So is it Maisel's brothers doing it?
The documentary?
Yeah.
It was something on YouTube. I don't know. It was some guy. But it was cool. It was
He's really a real character, this Truman Capote, isn't he?
It's fascinating.
All right. Let's hear your gossip.
Yeah, what's going on?
So everyone's familiar with Ozzy Osbourne. And how? Yeah, in Iowa in 1981.
His daughter's
somebody
on
threw.
Hold on, you gotta fix your shot. You're like,
yeah, we don't want to see your gum.
Yeah,
sorry.
Just stay right there. Stay there. You're good. Yeah.
Perfect. Sorry, I got excited.
Yeah.
Anyway, someone threw a like frozen bat up on stage, and Ozzy grabbed it and bit it in half.
Okay.
The thing people don't know.
Here comes a pun.
Is that he was rushed to the hospital afterwards to get rabies shots.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we know that.
And my father-in-law at the time was a resident at that hospital.
Oh.
And he administered the rabies shots to Ozzy.
Oh, my God. That's cool.
Oh, shit.
And this it's just kind of crazy family lore.
I guess.
Was he showing the signs of rabies?
No, it's just precautionary.
Preventative.
But, I mean, the bat was dead already?
Yeah, I think it was like frozen.
Nothing's going to happen.
Because everybody brings frozen bats around.
But first of all, how did he keep it frozen? That's
for protein.
Weird. And then second of all, didn't he bite the head off a dove well?
That was Alice Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that Alice Cooper?
No, he birded.
Yeah, it might have been. Maybe it was both of them.
Alice Cooper's not doing anything actually weird or dangerous. It's all for sure.
No, I think he bought
Is this story repeated by your father-in-law every year?
I know.
You know, I kind of brought it up because he's like rapidly succumbing to dementia.
God damn it.
We've just been
You're keeping
you know,
the story
thinking
alive.
And hanging out with him a lot. And it's something that I was always like blown away by when he told me. Because he doesn't care. He doesn't care who
Ozzy
Osbourne is.
He's just doing his job.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. And he did mention that he was definitely on some kind of substance when he saw him. So based on his pupils, which I just thought was funny.
Is your dad or father-in-law, is he, what stages of dementia is he? Is he hallucinating at all or is getting sundowners? Or my dad had trouble near the end of his life.
It's been a complete bitch for my wife and her sisters and siblings, just because they've got him in. He's not married. He was living by himself and like hadn't seen a doctor forever. And so he's been tested, but they haven't actually diagnosed him yet.
Okay.
It's probably some form of Alzheimer's, but he's just not eating. It's not a
this
good
slow decline that our good. Human beings are dealing with right now. I mean, it's another.
Yeah.
That's what happened. My dad stopped eating. It was such a bummer. I was just like, Dad, you got to eat something. And then he'd get really mad at me. And I'd be like, Karen Carpenter, what's going on, man? He got into this weird, like, I'm fat. And I'm like, it was the craziest.
Now, did this happen? Was this he relatively young or was he pretty old?
He could have gone on forever. He was like 82, but he was in great shape. He was hilarious, great guy. He had a girlfriend. My mom had passed like 3 years ago. And he just kind of, it was weird. Like, I think it was dementia, like stopped eating. And and then he got the coves and passed away. But the cool, I mean, one of the positive things is that he kind of started having hallucinations that were very positive.
Oh, that's
near the end, they were all about his cookie club. He's like, it's my cookie club. Everyone's here for cookies. He had a cookie club as a child. And
oh, my God. Look at that. Our brains are. They got to start studying these brains. Right. These are weird.
Yeah. anyways, I hope your father-in-law finds his cookie club.
Yeah, and finds peace.
Yeah, I do, too. Yeah. I do, too.
Mm. All right, let's change the mood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Come on. I love you. We're in love with you.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Yeah, let me think here for a sec. We do have a video from Doug.
In the break.
We're going to take a break.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go out with a video from Doug. Our friend, our good friend Doug is down in Australia, as they say, down under.
Down under.
Have you toured down there?
I've lived down there.
But you've lived?
What? I lived there with a clan in Adelaide.
Yeah?
Adelaide.
Adelaide. And, yeah, that's all right.
For a year, I lived there, and
Nuts, because that place is Adelaide's. Not much going on there.
Oh, slow. What you find out as an immigrant anywhere is that they don't want you. they'd prefer you stay. They'd like you to visit, but would prefer you stay in your own country. And so I did.
Oh well. Well, why don't we get this message from Doug, and then we'll probably have it. We have a break video from you.
There's a video. It's not a big thing this
week. Listen, just be proud of what you do in life.
Someone sent me a nice video that I think everyone's going
to
like.
Couple of quick announcements before we go to break. We'll be back with these two, if you don't mind staying. You guys are here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could you do a picture of me?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
And two quick announcements. The March is going to get nuts here, folks. We're already looking at March being a nutty week, a nutty month, because we got the Oscar special. If you haven't gotten your tickets for the On Cinema Oscar special, that's March 10th, of course. HighNetwork.tv. Matt, there are these bundles that are
Gotta exciting. Get your bundles. They're
these coins.
Gorgeous.
Collectible coins that there's only a few of, and the trading cards. So even if you're a member, you can get a discount to get the what's it called, the bundle? The
this Magic here, it is the
Gold is the new lithium.
Lithium is the new gold.
Cards are really nice.
Cards are beautiful, so check that out at highnetwork.tv.
Hallmark.
The new episodes, I mean, there's so much, I don't even want to get into it. We're firing on all cylinders. And then the week after that, up in Portland, Oregon, we got TimFest. Tickets are sold, it's completely sold out, but I'm worried that people bought tickets and then go, well, I forgot. I forgot.
Yeah.
Put in your calendars.
Put in your calendars.
And we're going to have announcements about set times, and there's going to be a little intermission. I don't want anybody going to this thing not knowing what's going on.
And don't ask at the last minute all the people who work on this show, hey, could I get, I didn't know you were giving me a ton. Could I get 17 tickets?
Because
I'm dying of, what?
If you're
dying, you got to get on point.
Yeah. And my sister's going to be there. Can you get her tickets?
And then what happens within 10 is they don't show up. They go, we couldn't make it.
I know.
Oh, how dare you.
But it's all coming together. I can't wait for that weekend. And we'll give some tickets away, I think.
Sure.
Maybe starting next week. Just it's a little too soon.
Thank you. Real ticket giveaway.
But I'm seeing stuff online. People saying, "Does anybody know where I can get tickets?" I want it to be like the hardest ticket to get in town. I want that kind of energy for this.
You
this
cannot
weekend.
Get like tickets Taylor to Swift. This thing.
Yeah. Oh, have you tried to get tickets to that? It's impossible.
iHeartRadio.
Okay. we'll be back in 5 with more Maria Bamford, more Mr. Marvel, and your phone calls and much more.
Here's a message from Doug.
Melbourne is nice, like a Lamington slice. But if you don't eat right, you'll need rug advice. We chewed good food, and I had a nice sandwich. Mushroom banh mi? Now you're speaking my language. Shopping is fun. We found treasures and bargains. But I was laughing at the prices up at Jester's Garden. Visiting this town can be a crazy fun trip. If you disagree, buy a big baby kit. Walking was slow, but a bike rode me further. I'm saying all this stuff so you know, my learners. The thought of having a bad time makes me physically snarl. And if I drank wine, it'd be typically Charles. Do things smell good? Depends on the scent, y'all. Sure did here at the Peignet's Descendall. I saw an owl at night. and Mike did a sideshow. If I see haters with a gripe, I'll assume they made a typo. Vic's meat. Hi, Office Hours. I miss you very much, and I look forward to seeing you very soon.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Keith. Do you want more from the Holy Trinity? Well, you're in luck, because there's another full hour of this show at patreon.com/officehourslive. You'll also get access to Tim's Saturday morning blogs, game nights, the Joel Hole, and so much more with Office Hours Plus. The best part is, it's only $5 per month, or $55 for a full year, because talk is cheap. I dare you to find a bigger bang for your buck somewhere else. Anyway, get all of the satisfaction you'll ever need today at patreon.com/officehourslive. And guess what? You'll get a free 7-day trial. How about that? Now put those sticky fingers to work and click on over there.